And Mr. was living down there on the lake, so it must have been in 42 or 41 or 42. I got the new truck in 42, I remember that. So Mr. that truck will be up there. So it was here, and it was a good one. But I'd found out, of course, I brought mine to the Chevrolet people up here then was Chitwood's. And they went into it and says, well, this is just every time I'm going there, there's a different part that shouldn't have been in there. I had trouble all the time I had that truck. Mm. But anyway, that's things, one thing brings back from another, you know.
That's really something. You say you were born here in Hot Springs?
Yeah, up here on Hazel Street. Mm-hmm. Just between, just about half a block south of Grand Avenue. I just about hardly halfway between Central and Grand.
Mm-hmm. And you say you're how old now?
Huh?
How old do you say you are now?
I'll be 83 this October. Mm-hmm. And I've moved twice in my life.
Is that right?
When my dad moved from Hot Springs down to the farm here in 96. And when I moved from down there in 37 up here, it's the only two times I've ever moved.
You say you were in the dairy business for a while.
I put in 40 years in it. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, I growed up in it. My dad had a dairy, and we sold pork. We raised pork. We sold roastingers, garden truck, produce. You sold everything. Them days, we drove a horse and wagon. We'd take vegetables and milk and meat and eggs. Everything on there. We had customers up here in Hot Springs. So practically all of them are going today.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a member of any kind of club, maybe city clubs or anything like
well,
that?
Well, no, I just never did figure I had time. I was always busy. And I did join the Knights of Pythias and the Doki. The KP's, Knights of Pythias. And the KP, Dokies, was all sprang out of the Knights of Pythias. And then during the Depression, there was lots of people dropped out. They just couldn't pay their dues, and things was pretty rough. So I taken a withdrawal card, and I just never did get back up there.
What kind of organization was that?
Well, it's... It was the kind of, they helped one another, and some fellows down in the hard luck did go in and loan him money or give him money and such as that, and it was a friendly association too, just like most all of them. It, most everything we had here was businessmen that was in it.
Have you ever?
And they was, the old saying is, they were just the kind of the tail end of the next two Masons. And it was a nice organization, but I just had to get out because depression hit me and I just couldn't make the payments on this place. I bought this place and I just take my withdrawal.
Have you ever traveled very much?
No. The only traveling I ever done was after the war. I joined the United States National Guard. And I was in 2nd Battalion, Battery H of the anti-aircraft. And that's the only time I was ever out of the States.
Do you have any idea of how many states you've been in?
Oh yes, yes, I know. When we'd go on summer vacation or camp, all the